bringing the world to your ears. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal, award-winning reporters, original insights. This is What's News.
Apple Mac sales slow, why Kevin McCarthy dropped out of the race for House Speaker, and the new Diet Pepsi leaves some with a bad taste.
Keys to the day, what you need to know for your day ahead.
I'm John Werdock reporting. Sales of Apple's Macintosh computers have slowed to their lowest rate in 2 years, but research firms are debating how much of a slowdown. Gartner says shipments shrank 1.5%. IDC says 3.5%. No matter who's right, this is the slowest growth rate since 2013. Apple's expected to report sales figures officially when it reports earnings on October 27th. House Speaker John Boehner has agreed to postpone his retirement until a replacement can be found. Boehner agreed after his number two, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, shocked Washington and dropped out of the race for House Speaker. In an interview with the Journal, McCarthy says he had concluded getting the 218 votes needed to become Speaker would have been painful and ugly, and ultimately would have crippled his ability to do the job. Meantime, Texas Senator Ted Cruz raised more than $12 million in the third quarter for his presidential bid, placing him in the upper echelon of candidates who've announced their fundraising figures so far. Dell founder Michael Dell is still pressing ahead with buying data storage firm EMC, even though Dell will have to take on a massive amount of debt. People familiar with the matter tell the Journal the acquisition could run $50 billion or more. And keep an eye on Alcoa. It is reporting a sharp drop in third quarter profits, blaming lower aluminum prices and currency issues. It also expects China to slow production for cars and trucks. Alcoa's news comes as it prepares to split into two companies, one for making parts for cars and planes, another for producing raw aluminum. You're listening to What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Straight ahead, what some consumers are saying about the new Pepsi.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.
I am Paul Vigna.
Financial free-for-all.
I am joined today by some of the finest minds in business journalism ever.
From New York.
David Riley from the Wall Street Journal, Jack Otter from Barron's, and Chuck Jaffe by phone somewhere in the hinterlands of New England for MarketWatch.
Financial free-for-all. Fridays.
I have gathered them with me today to tell me how idiotic I am.
Your money matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds.
Have you tried the new Diet Pepsi yet? Pepsi has dropped aspartame from the Diet Cola and replaced it with Splenda. The new version has been on store shelves for a month now, but Diet Pepsi fans are taking to social media to voice their displeasure. They're using highly sophisticated words to describe their experiences with the new Diet Pepsi, using words like yuck. And that's What's News. Follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm John Werdock reporting.